Thanks, Brian. It's great to see you all out here, and thankfully it's not too hot. I can't wait to get this jacket off. Well, I'd first like to pay my respects to the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet and pay my respects to their elders past, present and emerging. Today we've all come here to celebrate history, heritage and culture and the power of community. As the great grandson of a South Sea Islander myself, it's an honour to be here today to open and speak about the North Harbour Heritage Park. I would also like to acknowledge the Assistant Minister for Regional Development and Territories, the Honourable Noel Marino, and Malcolm Hall Brown from North Harbour Holdings, who's a state developer of North Harbour, representatives from the Abbey Museum, State Member for Bancroft, Chris Whiting, and Moreton Bay Regional Council for Division 2, Peter Flannery. The creation of this unique and historic community park marks the beginning of a new chapter and will ensure that almost 160 years of history is remembered for many years to come. And it's been great because there's been quite a few people who've got connection with this area that I've met out and about, and it's great to see you all here. Through this project, our community, families and visitors to the region have been provided with a Heritage Park precinct, an information centre that promotes educational tourism opportunities relating to European settlement, commemoration of the South Sea Islander history and connection with the site. This new Heritage Park, which remains one of the few locations in Queensland with the physical remains of relevance to South Sea Islander connections, will celebrate the cultural history and provide visitors with a valuable space to learn about the history of the region's South Sea Island communities. And Malcolm and I were speaking earlier, and they've got a great vision here that hopefully many school children and community will be able to come along for many years and experience it themselves. And I pay tribute to Malcolm as a developer that they've had the vision to do that. The South Sea Islander community will also be able to remember their ancestors and their contributions, with space being made available in the park. This project delivers interpretive pathways and signage, canoe landing deck, picnic areas and a new toilet block to accommodate visitors. In addition to the important cultural aspects of this project, it also supported 20 construction jobs and will boost tourism, creating a stronger economic future for the region. And that's what we love to hear, jobs. Today's official opening also marks another major milestone. The first time this area of the Caboolture River has been openly accessible by the public in almost 160 years since the area's first European settlement in 1861, as the property has been held in private ownership. Heritage Park is centred around the heritage-listed archaeological remains of Moray Fields settlement. The settlement was established by George Raff, which I think there's a few of the Raffs here today. Yeah, great, good to see you. With North Harbour originally speculatively developed as a cotton farm in the 1860s. When this venture didn't work out, George Raff purchased the cotton business land and developed it as a sugarcane plantation and processing works. And I heard earlier he used to make some pretty good rum out of the area. The federal government has contributed $1.5 million in funding through the Community Development Grants Program, provided through the Department of Infrastructure, Transport, Cities and Regional Development to make the Moray Field Heritage Project possible. The $1.5 million commitment was matched by North Harbour Holdings, again thank you Malcolm, to create a unique educational green space opportunity for the region's often unexplored pre-colonial history. The Abbey Museum and North Harbour have worked in partnership and provided significant in-kind support through project planning, project management, post-construction operation and maintenance. This $3 million project is almost completed and will be gradually opened up to the public over the next 6 months. In the future, the Heritage Park will be a centrepiece of the 400 hectare parkland delivered within the North Harbour community. I can't think of a better and more fitting way to commemorate and remember almost 160 years of rich history and culture than North Harbour Heritage Park. It gives me great pleasure to declare the North Harbour Heritage Park officially open.